DiIorio is recommending a roughly $1.6 billion budget that would increase funding for education and reading initiatives, as well as boost staffing for child protective services and veteran services.
My recommended budget addresses many unmet needs for services to children, families, and veterans. It allows us to continue serving the needs of county residents while being good stewards of taxpayer resources.
The property tax rate doesn't change. That's in contrast to what city leaders are debating because of lost revenue from a repealed business tax and property revaluations. The business tax change didn't impact the county, and DiIorio says increasing sales tax revenue helped the county absorb the property revaluations. She does recommend a 9% tax increase related to law enforcement services for the small percentage of people who live in unincorporated areas. Budget Director Michael Bryant explained why.
The population in the unincorporated areas has been increasing at a faster pace than the rest of the county, resulting in higher costs to provide law enforcement services.
The increase would impact about 55,000 people, and it would show up on their county property tax bill. On education, DiIorio recommends an increase of about $14 million for Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools, far short of the roughly $40 million CMS leaders had asked for. They wanted to give their employees a 2% raise. After the meeting, DiIorio said that's not the county's responsibility.
My position has been that we're not going to fund increases for state employees, which is why we didn't fund that.
The chairman of the county commission, Trevor Fuller, offered cautious praise for the recommendations, but he hasn't made up his mind on CMS funding.
It's not unusual that the county manager recommends an increase that's less than what CMS asks for. We'll have to have a discussion about whether that's the right approach, whether that's the right amount, and we'll be having those discussions fairly soon.
County commissioners will hold a public hearing on the budget June 10th. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Uptown.